And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news update for this hour. And this news update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. A Michigan State Police trooper and another driver were injured Saturday morning in a crash in Birch Run Township. Authorities say the collision happened just after 10:20 a.m. near the intersection of Gira and Birch Run Roads while the trooper was responding to an emergency call. Both the trooper and the other motorist suffered injuries described as non-life-threatening and were taken to nearby hospitals for treatment. The roadway was temporarily shut down as investigators examined the scene, but has since reopened. There was no other information available at this time, but updates will be released as they are received. And on Monday morning, early in the 9 a.m. hour, there was a two-vehicle crash in front of Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. Bad Axe Fire Department, East Huron Ambulance, Elkton Ambulance, and two Huron County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to the scene. One side of the roadway was closed while emergency crews directed traffic. No injuries have been reported at this time. However, more information will be shared as it becomes available. And in a little bit of brighter news, we're keeping our K-9 units safe out there. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office's K-9 Link has been equipped with his new bullet and stab resistant body armor that he received through a donation from Vested Interest in K-9s Incorporated. The protective vest was sponsored by Reverend Nancy Brooks of Highland, Illinois, and carries the embroidered message, "Born to love, trained to serve, loyal always." The nonprofit organization has been providing protective gear for law enforcement canines nationwide since 2009. Officials say the custom-fitted vests are made here in the United States and are certified the National Institute of Justice Standards. According to the organization, more than 6,500 vests valued at nearly $7 million have been distributed to police canine units across all 50 states through both private and corporate donations. The program supports active and certified law enforcement dogs that are at least 20 months old, including canines needing replacement vests, and officials estimate there are roughly 30,000 law enforcement dogs currently serving across the country. Just to think they have provided more than a fifth of all 30,000 law enforcement dogs a vest. That says something. And we'll be right back with your obituaries after this message from Sure Health.
Sure Health. Making sure our patients are satisfied is our top priority. That's why we are so excited to announce that Sure Health, yes, your local choice for healthcare, was named to the top 20 in the entire country for critical access hospitals. Every year, the National Rural Health Association names the top 20 hospitals in America based on patient satisfaction, and you named us to this exclusive list. And not only were we in the top 20 in the United States, but the only hospital in the entire state of Michigan. So in short, thank you for trusting Sure Health with your health and wellness so much that we are now in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across the entire United States. To begin your journey to better health and ultimate patient satisfaction, go to sure.org to find your primary care provider today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. And now, your top 20 critical access hospital in all of America.
The unofficial start to summer is here, and Ashley and Bad Axe is kicking it off with the Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 25% off store-wide with hot buys starting at just $249. If you've been waiting for the right moment to refresh your room, this is it. We've got floor model specials priced to go, including dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, recliners, and more. And just in time for warm weather, patio is back in limited quantities. Choose from patio chairs, sofa and love seat sets, outdoor dining sets, fire pits, and all your outdoor favorites. But when they're gone, they're gone. Plus, Memorial Day means big mattress savings. Save up to $500 on select Beautyrest mattress sets and up to $1,000 on select Beautyrest Black mattress and adjustable base sets. Vets. Finish the look with up to 40% off accessories and take advantage of 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Ashley and Baddox. Locally owned, locally operated, and ready to help you get your home summer ready.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And there are no obituaries to report at this time, so we're going to go straight into our national and international news here for you. The Associated Builders and Contractors released an economic report indicating that the United States construction sector requires approximately 349,000 net new workers this year to keep pace with demand. Driven primarily by massive investments in utility-scale solar farms, data centers, and battery storage facilities, the labor market has struggled to supply enough qualified heavy machinery operators. And in response to the deficit, automation startups are securing substantial venture capital to retrofit existing machinery. Today, robotics firm Expanner announced an $18 million Series B funding round aimed at converting conventional pile drivers and excavators into autonomous units. This technological shift allows solar development sites to maintain strict production schedules with drastically reduced crew sizes. And a comprehensive legislative package focused on Native American rights, youth mental health, and public safety successfully cleared the California Assembly Appropriations Committee's suspense file. Authored by Assembly member James C. Ramos, the state's first and only Native American legislator, the bills are now clear to move forward into full legislative floor debates. The 2026 package seeks to remedy historical inequities faced by California Native Americans while expanding state-backed resources for children's welfare services. Supporters emphasize that the public safety provisions aim to streamline coordination between tribal law enforcement and state agencies. Opponents and fiscal analysts are currently reviewing the long-term budgetary commitments required for the expanded mental health access components. And in your international news, the Rockefeller Foundation published its 2025 impact report titled Big Bets, Real Results, detailing over $350 million in direct charitable awards. It reached an estimated 731 million people globally. The publication comes amid a noted historical decline in broader international development development aid from sovereign governments. The report outlines localized successes such as scaling standalone utility-scale battery storage networks in New Delhi, India, and implementing modular solar mesh grids in rural Haiti. Additionally, the foundation highlighted the success of its Ding AI data platform, which local health officials in Cali, Colombia, used to predict regional mosquito-borne virus outbreaks with 93% accuracy. In the European Union's comprehensive framework governing artificial intelligence has officially entered its latest enforcement phase, introducing mandatory digital watermarking for all commercially generated synthetic media. Under the new rules, developers must embed indelible cryptographic identifiers into any AI-generated video, audio, or high-fidelity image distributed within the block. The regulation aims to curb the proliferation of deepfakes and algorithmic misinformation ahead of upcoming regional elections. European tech startups have expressed concerns over the compliance cost, while digital rights groups have lauded the framework as a necessary step for verifying online information. European authorities have established specialized compliance hubs in Rome and Brussels to monitor digital platforms. And we will be right back after this message from Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Do It Best paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Do It Best paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure to visit Hard Joe's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.